can't figure something out. Why is there such a significant portion of the world, I mean NBA players, NBA fans, media, why are they mad at Boogie Cousins for calling Golden State and saying, hey, I'll play for you for $5.3 million for 1 year? Why are they mad at him?
I don't know. I don't know, especially when you hear some of the news from the other team saying, man, we just couldn't put that money out there for a guy that will probably play half the season. We just didn't want to do it. So if he's not getting offers, or he feels that, okay, maybe he got an offer from New Orleans, but he thought, boy, it's just not enough, man. I think I deserve better than that. Or he doesn't have any control with the sign and trade of in Portland, but maybe that's somewhere he just didn't want to go. And then all of a sudden he picks up the phone and says, man, I want to win. So I'll play for the $5 million while I rehab myself, play half the season, so I can build my stock back up and get a max deal next year. I don't understand why people are so upset because, man, I get it. I partially get it because when you can go into an NBA season and pretty much predict who's going to win the whole thing, sometimes it may take the fun out of it and it's knocking your team on its ass, so you're mad about that. But still, man, a lot of people out there who will swear to you that they'd be loyal because there's no loyalty in sports. If the team that's the most dominant team goes out and says, we want you, or you call and say, man, I want to play for them, they do it in a minute. Just think about pick a basketball game. Norm, you go out there and you're watching everyone play basketball and it's your time to pick your four. Are you just going to pick the four worst guys out there?
No.
Are you going to see the guys that you think can ball and say, okay, I want him, 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 and him?
Well,
because you want to win.
Let's take the situation. You're picking up teams. You got the first choice. I'll take LeBron.
I'll take the best guy.
I'll take LeBron.
Yeah.
The next guy says, you know, I want the scrappiness of Matthew Dellavedova.
Yeah,
I'm taking Kevin. I'm taking Durant.
I'm loyal to Dellavedova, so I'm going to take him. Okay. Durant. And then you know what? Man, I'm really, really, really loyal to JaVale McGee, so I want him. Okay, I'll take Dwayne Wade. Like, right. I want to win.
And the problem I have is how just dysfunctional some of the comments are. They're mad because he called Golden State. Who the hell was he supposed to call? Sacramento back? I mean, hey, why didn't somebody call Boogie and say, I tell you what, Boogie, I'll give you 15 and an opt-out year. You come here for 15, and if you like it, so what? Why are they mad? He got no offers, okay? New Orleans did not give him a solid offer. So the weekend goes, and he sees things happening, and, oh, Boogie, why didn't you just wait another 2 or 3 weeks? There'd have been an offer coming. The hell with waiting. It's that old poster of the two vultures sitting down on the low limb, and one of them is saying, just be patient. Be patient. And the other vulture's looking down and says, patience my bleep, I'm going to go down and kill something. Well, if you're Boogie and you've got a year where you're trying to restore your value and you realize, hey, are you going to be ready in October? Maybe not. November? Maybe not. December? Maybe not. January? Geez, I'd love to be ready in January. Well, in January, you can be getting $5.3 million for the entire year and playing with Golden State, and they'll help you restore your value. What are they mad at him for?
And then Golden State is the one team that can afford him sitting out waiting until he gets good and ready to come out and play basketball.
And people seem to think there were people just standing on the street corner was saying, Boogie, Boogie, come play for us 4 years and $120 million. Though there weren't offers like that out there. So why doesn't he jump and say, I'm taking that? What if, while he waited a week or two, Golden State had gone to, I don't care, pick a name, Robin Lopez.
Sure.
Okay, Robin, will you come play for us 1 year for $5.3 million to play center? And then Boogie has to play for who?
Hello, Orlando?
And
pick up, Orlando.
Why not go get your ring? And you know what? And all those people, Donnie, I think are jealous. Golden State's put themselves in a position to be the I want to go there place in the NBA.
And are you blaming the team for trying to get better in the offseason?
No.
I don't care if you won a championship. You're always trying to improve the talent level on your squad.
And you know what? Next year, Maverick fans, you're just praying to God Kawhi Leonard plays out his contract in San Antonio. Something goes wrong in L.A., and Kawhi looks here and thinks, geez.
Right.
That's a pretty interesting place to go play.
Or what about Jimmy Butler playing out the string in Minnesota? And he says, man, I'm tired of this. These guys make me sick. There's no way he can get with Kyrie, and all of a sudden, bam, he has options.
I want to go someplace where my coach is really good, where my teammates are really good, where they work their butts off and they want to try to win something. Yes. And you know what? Neither of us can figure out why people are mad at Boogie. He had the right to do what he did, and he did it.
And Golden State had the... It's not like they circumvented the cap or did something like they had...
Nothing.
Hey, man, only thing we have is this MLE to give you for 5.3, and he said, I'll take it.
Well, it's much like people will be furious with Kawhi next year. Well, wait a minute. Let's see. The Lakers signed Rondo to a one-year contract for 9. Kentavious Caldwell-Pope to a one-year contract for 12. Lance Stevenson to a one-year contract for 4.5. Who's the other one they got? JaVale McGee?
Mm-hmm.
JaVale McGee for a one-year contract, 2.5. Wait a minute. 9, 12, 21, 4.5, 2.5, that's 7, that's 28. Gee, $28 million in expiring contracts.
And you still have all your young talent without having to gut the roster to get them. Yep.
I can play all these guys, and when all their contracts expire, I can offer $28 million a year to Kawhi Leonard. Hello? You know what, Maverick fans? This is who you want to be. And you're not going to be them next year. And you're not going to be them in 20, and you're probably not going to be them in 21. But if everything works out right, down this road, you want to be a primo NBA destination.
Yes, you do. While winning a whole lot of basketball games.
You want to be the place that when Gordon Hayward, who liked his time in Utah, but looked at the landscape, said, look at how hard those freaking guys in Boston work, and look at how well they're coached, and I want to go there.